Today I'm talking with Denny Rossetti, who is Executive Director of Sonoma County Conservation Action. They have just released their annual grade of local elected officials. And overall, Denny, would you say that representatives are getting greener in Sonoma County or not so much?
Well, we've seen a trend in a couple of places where we are seeing some folks trend toward the environment, and we've seen some things go the opposite direction as well. The report card is really a snapshot of each individual's performance from the prior year. So it's hard to go with a generalized trend like that, but I did hear a little bit of feedback from some of our members that they felt like the grades were trending higher.
In particular, I guess the Board of Supervisors has been looking more friendly to you.
Yes, we saw three supervisors actually scoring A's on environmental voting this past year, Susan Gorin, Shirley Zane, and Mike McGuire. That's a first since I've been doing this work. We worked really hard to get Susan Gorin elected last year, and we're really pleased to see the scores come in so high for her in her first year of office. Just for some context, the way the scores are generated is we send out a poll to our members and folks that are going to council meetings and going to Board of Supervisors meetings and really paying attention to the issues and the politics that these folks are dealing with. And that's where our grades are generated from, the citizen activist council watchers. And then our job as staff is to assemble that data and average out scores and summarize comments that we get.
As you look at the various city councils, it appears that Cotati and Sebastopol are neck and neck as to see who's most environmentally friendly.
Yeah, I'd say Sebastopol probably has a bit of a leg up. They passed an ordinance this past year that would require solar on all commercial and new residential buildings, which is a pretty cutting-edge environmental policy. So you saw some folks there score very high.
And in the bigger cities, Santa Rosa particularly, and Petaluma, there seem to be deep divides.
Especially in Petaluma, the divide is pretty blatant. You know, you've got folks scoring A's and folks scoring D's, and you've got one person with C's in the middle, which is Mike Healy. Mike, actually, his score came up a bit this year because he's been doing some work on the Lafferty issue, an issue that's been really important to conservation action and environmental activists in this county for a couple decades.
Over time, for officials who are in office for multiple terms, do you see much changing in positions?
Well, with David Rabbit on the Board of Supervisors this year, his grades came up pretty significantly. You definitely see trends. Something I like to do is go back and look at last year's scorecard and see how folks are doing now. And you do see a tick up or a tick down, but oftentimes there is a trend and a person kind of settles into that for whatever reason.
Is that true also, do you think, for the responsiveness, the outreach? Do people respond to being called on a lack of responsiveness?
The great area that I see the most change in, I'd say, probably on the listening to constituents. Because you may have one year where a person's just really involved and they're really out there, and then something may happen in their life, or a series of issues may come up where they're diverging from the environmental community or whatever the issue is, and you see a little more change in that category. It's also a category where a person, even beyond their philosophical point of view, can really put the work in and do the public outreach to improve the score.
Well, Denny Rossetti, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me on.